Welcome everybody out to the house of God tonight. Hope you got your radio tuned in, Facebook tuned in. You may turn this on, Abby.
Yep, turn it on.
Wherever you might be tonight, I hope the Lord blesses you and helps you. And I'm excited about being here tonight. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Number 171.
D.
171. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves me, cares for His own. I must tell Jesus.
I must tell Jesus.
I cannot bear thy burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone.
I believe He wants us to tell Him, don't you? Because He said what? Cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Good to see everybody out tonight. And hope you've had a good day in the Lord and appreciate this opportunity to give us. Buck, you want to come on up and we'll ask the Lord to bless this offering tonight and go ahead and get this out of the way. And we'll bless that offering, Brother Buck, will you?
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for another day you gave us. We thank you, Lord, for such a beautiful day.
That'd be one pain is way now, Lord, to let them spirit out, but they feel like they've been to church. Yeah, go home tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, bless the offering that be here for your honor, your glory. In Christ's precious holy name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You, one of you young boys, go out in the parking lot, Williams. Hey, get out there in the parking lot, shake it, will you? It's good to be in church tonight. Appreciate everybody being here. And I hope the Lord really blessed you today. We understand Gene and some more of them is getting their shots. Appreciate Brother Abby back there. He got the
internet
worked out. Man come down here, knowing what he's doing, fixed it, and it's quick and able to broadcast it out to, never know how many people's lives that thing reaches. I mean, I know that I've got family in North Carolina, Virginia, and Maine, and Florida that listen in, and other people close that's here in different places, and people that's lost without the Lord listens to it. And what a great platform this has been. It's been sad, the COVID and things we've been through. I believe the Lord's used this to reach a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, ain't it? Is telling the story about Jesus and mankind's depravity, and without the Lord, there's just no hope. But He's got a way to get the message out. The Bible said right here in Mark, I just thought of this while I was talking to you about that. This is after when Jesus was after His resurrection, He told His boys, He said, "So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, He was received up into heaven and sat on the right side of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere." So that's why we're here tonight, is because they preached everywhere. And it went out, and you never know where it's going, where it's headed, do you? He said, "My word will not go out void. It'll not return unto me void, but it'll accomplish where I send it." Praise the Lord for that tonight. Does anybody have any prayer requests tonight here on prayer meeting night? I do want to tell you that, Lord willing, we're opening up tomorrow for outdoor visitations. And I understand Durham's opening up the 10th for visitations inside. And there's people excited about getting to see their family tomorrow after a year this month. And boy, we've been working hard to get it ready and on our side. But I'm excited tomorrow to be able to see those people that hadn't seen their families in a year, except through a window. They hollered at me on the radio today and said, "Paul, we've got a family wanting to visit. Can you open the window?" I said, "I can't open the windows. We're not allowed to do that." So those that's able to talk on the phone, they're talking through the window. But it's been pretty challenging for the last year. And real challenging for people like Buck and other ones that's lost loved ones. I mean, but the Lord knows all things, but it's good to be here tonight. Does anybody remember us when you pray? Remember our home, remember our families, remember my sister that's got that long haul. She can't seem like get over that. She just, her lungs are scarred, Patsy's lived a clean life. She just suffering because of it. And I'm sure not only her, but the other ones too. My wife, she's still struggling. Anybody else tonight before we pray?
I have many.
Bless you, Buck. Bless you, Dad. Bless you, Vicki. Mahoney passed away, right? Somebody else tonight?
Remember my family, many in my heart, and remember Jenny and Chrissy's family too. They've not been here because Mama's living back with them now, and she's not good. Her mind's not good, and not getting around good enough, and they're struggling, so remember that.
Bless you, Lou. They can't leave her. She's telling everybody that Jimmy tried to get her up at dinner the other day. Her sugar fell like 20 or to like 49 or something. And she's telling everybody that they want her to, won't let her lay down, and she's had a massive heart attack, and it's what she's a saying, but that's not true. But they're in a storm, and they need her prayers. Somebody else tonight. Bless you, Wheeler.
Remember Michael told me to look out for seat next week.
Bless you, Anna. Remember Johnny and Diane? Diane went over to see their family, and I think her brother kind of fussed at her or something. But you get under conviction, you're liable to do anything, mightn't you?
Right.
Paul said we was hateful, didn't he, one another? When you don't like yourself, it's hard to like anybody else, ain't it? I've been there. That woman, that devil, you know how we do. Somebody else.
Never been Lori.
Bless you, Abby. Remember the food this weekend, Friday, if you can help. It'd be great. And Saturday, the food giveaway. Bless you, Willer. Our building out here, getting the food out of the basement, out of the church. The work of that. Somebody else tonight.
I want the church to remember the people that don't have one place to sit.
Yes.
Amen.
That bothers me every night. I know the Lord is more than able to make a way for
them. Yes.
So it's only through the Lord's we're not
laying
out.
Amen.
Amen.
Only through His mercy. We could be on the street doing things that we ought not be. And I'm thankful the Lord made a way for us.
Amen.
If you'll only take it. I don't know why people don't want to take it, but it's remember the Lord.
The God of this world has blinded their minds. They just ain't thinking right, are they? But I've been there. Any in the parking lot. Remember Ashley, she's getting all of her equipment and got her sugar thing, and they're going to get one for her stomach and get her kind of elevated to where she can kind of get back somewhat normal. And I appreciate the Lord and what He's doing there. Unspoken request by the lift of hands. All it wants to get together around and go to the Lord in prayer. Remember Sister Ruby, she's getting off. Well, she's off now. She's probably in the parking lot. Appreciate her coming. Just coming right on from work. And each and every one that's here tonight. Brother Willard, do you want to lead us tonight?
Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight in the name of our Lord and Savior.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we bow up on our hands and knees once again. God, thank you for this privilege to be back in the house of prayer. God, once again, thank you, Lord, for this congregation that's come out tonight. And God, them that's in the parking lot and them that's tuned in, Lord, by Facebook or however they might be listening. God. I pray, Lord, you take the message tonight and use it for your glory, that you might see people saved, God, and get people awake, Lord. And Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord, you just help us, Lord, and try to do our best, God, to lift our voice up, Lord, and tell how good you are. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for all those that's come tonight, and them that's tuned in, Lord, by Facebook, wherever they might be. I pray, God, tonight you'd use the service for your glory. Hit all the requests that's been mentioned throughout the church tonight, out of the Mahoney family and Lord Ruby's family. Lord, you know all the needs. Erna Lashley, I pray her, continue to help her and work on her, and Johnny and Diane, and her mom, Lord, and brother. You know all the needs, God, and all the requests that's been mentioned here tonight, Lord. Police officers, Lord, protection of them and our country. And Lord, I pray, God, our leaders will turn their hearts unto you, Lord, before it's too late. That said, Lord, thank you, Lord, for a good place to sleep, Lord, and food on the table. And all you many, many blessings, God. Touch every life that's tuned in, Lord, wherever they might be, God. I pray you'd speak to every heart and every life, God. Someone out there tonight may be lost without you, God. I pray you touch them, speak to their heart, God. Draw them, Lord, like only you can. I read, Lord, where their covers are getting all short that couldn't wrap up in, Lord. And I know, God, the old-time conviction, Lord, does that. Pray for Dallas tonight, Lord. You use him. Preach your word, God. Give him souls for his labor. Will not fail to bow and give you praise and honor and glory. Hit the ministry here, Lord. Help us to be an outreach, God, to those that are less fortunate, and we'll praise you on the journey in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Wonder if anybody got a song tonight or anything. Now with me to verse number 30. He said, I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles, and covered the face thereof. And the stone wall there was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. So look tonight, and we think about, fainting in the day of adversity and our strength of being small. And even though a just man falleth seven times, he will arise. But a wicked man, he falleth into mischief. And then we go to looking and thinking about our strength being small. And why is that our strength being small? He should begin to think about these things. He should prepare thy work without and make it fit for thyself in the field. Afterwards, build thy house. Look around. He said, I looked around into the field of that slothful man. He said, the briars and the thorns and all of it had overtaken it, and the wall down. He said, and I looked at all of this. He said, and I received instructions. He said, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands. He said, poverty cometh at one that's in travail. So we know tonight that when we faint in the day of adversity and realize, our strength is small, and we know that a little sleep and a little slumber, a little folding of the hands, we know that the house decayeth and it falleth. But he should consider thy work in the field, and then afterward build thine house. Remember what it said in Proverbs chapter number 20, Proverbs chapter number 29, verse number 18. It said, where no vision is, the people perish, but he that he that keepeth the law, happy is he. And now think about this tonight. I want to be a preaching on a thought tonight. With God being my helper, I let the dreamer alone and let the sleeper awake. That's what I want you to think about tonight, is let the dreamer alone and let the and awake the sleeper. Turn your Bibles over to me in Jonah chapter number one. Look at this right here. Just for a few minutes tonight, he said, "Leave the dreamer alone and wake the sleeper. Leave the dreamer alone and awaketh the sleeper." And now think about this. We know the story here about a man named Jonah. You remember Jonah? That was a man that God told him to go down yonder, down there to a country, brother, where they didn't know their left from the right. I mean, they was in a wicked city and a wicked place in their life, and God told Jonah to go down there and preach to Nineveh. Now the Bible has said right here in the book of Jonah, if you'll bear with me till I find it, it's a very, very familiar story here in the book of Jonah. But in the first chapter of Jonah, we'll see here, you know, the Lord spoke to Jonah, and the Bible said that he told him to go down to Nineveh and to preach to that wicked city, that great city, and cry again it. And that's when the Bible said that Jonah got up and went to Tarshish, and tried to flee from the presence of God. And brother, he found a ship going to Tarshish, and there, brother, he went down, paid the fire, trying to get away from the presence of God. But the Bible said that the Lord sent a great wind. Now, if you're looking, chapter number 1, verse number 5, and he said, "Then the mariner, mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth the ways that were in the ship into the sea and to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. Though the shipmaster came to him and said to him, 'Why, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise and call upon thy God, for if so be God will think upon us that we perish not.' And they said, every one to his fellow, 'Come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us.' So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah." So here the marina was. Brother, God had sent a great wind, and brother Jonah, the Bible said, it went down in to the sides of the ship and went to sleep. And the Bible said that he went down there and said, "Arise, O sleeper, arise, O sleeper." Genesis chapter number 37 tonight. Genesis chapter number 37. We see here about a man, a brother, in the Word of God, that his name was Jacob. And Jacob had a son, and the Bible said that Jacob loved his son. His name was Joseph. And the Bible said in chapter number 1, it talks about Joseph. He was 17 years old when he began, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And it goes on down to say in 3, "And Israel, which was Jacob, loved Joseph more than all of his children, because he was a son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brother, they hated him and could not speak peacefully unto him." Look here. "And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, 'Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaves rose and stood upright.' He said, 'And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obedience to my seed. And his brethren said to him, shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and it was told the brethren and said, behold, I've dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars have made obedience to me. And he told it to his father and his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. Now I want you to think about this tonight. We started out tonight talking about if our strength be small in the day of adversity, he said, then our strength is weak. If our faith be small in the day of adversity, he said, then our strength would be weak. He goes on to say, yet a wise man falleth 7 times. He will arise, but the wicked will fall into mischief. And it goes on to say there that, in the Bible it said, by man without a vision he'll perish. And when he talked about a vision, he maybe thought about that field that he walked by, and he saw the field of that slothful man, where a little sleep and a little slumber and a little folding of the hands and poverty come upon him. Brother's an armed man. And we see this tonight, and thinking about what sleep will do. Your Jonah was down there. God had told him to get up and go down to Nineveh, that great city, and cry again. And what happened here? Jonah began to flee from the presence of God. But in verse 5 in chapter 1, the Bible said the mariners, or the men on the boat, after the wind began to blow, and the Bible said when they looked down there, Jonah, he got down into the sides of the boat, and there that he had went to sleep. And the mariners even said, arise, O sleeper, and call upon your God, however we're all going to perish. But yet we go back to Joseph here. Your Joseph was a young man, 17 years old, and God began to show him some dreams and some things, that was going to come his way down yonder. When the great famine hit in there, when there was a time of 7 years upon the earth that it hadn't rained or nothing, and you couldn't raise no crops, and he told his family, he said, my stock stood upright, he said, and yourn bowed before me, and the sun and the moon to his daddy have made obedience to him. And his daddy said, hey, what are you talking about, old dreamer? And you remember the coat of the many colors, and the Bible said that his daddy made him one. And one day Brother Joseph was out yonder, coming out there to check on his brothers, and they looked up, and you know what they said? And they said, here comes the old dreamer. I say tonight, beloved, back to Jonah, praise God tonight, we need to awake the sleeper, and let the dreamer alone, because it's like this, without a vision we'll perish. And brother, a little sleep and a little slumber, and a little folding of the hand, poverty come up, brother, like a man into the great prevail. What I'm saying tonight is, guys, those out there tonight that's went to sleep, I know tonight this adversity that you're in right now, and your strength is small, but we're trying to get you awake out there. And brother, hey, awake, old sleeper, what's causing the problem. And the Bible said they cast lots, and it fell upon Jonah. And that's when, brother, they throw Jonah overboard. And what happened when Jonah was thrown overboard? And you'll find it in Genesis chapter number 1. That great fish that God made, he knew there's going to be a lot out there that it went to sleep on God. And brother, Jonah got down the belly of the whale. And brother, out of hell I cried. And brother, you know what happened? Jonah got, God told that great fish to go spit him out on the bank. And Jonah, brother, went out yonder preaching to that great city. What happened to Jonah? Brother, the sleeper awoke. I say tonight, beloved, let me tell you something. I know the devils are telling you out there tonight that the church is asleep. Well, some of it may be, but I'll assure you tonight, hey, arise, O sleeper, and you let that dreamer alone. Your Joseph was out yonder, and his brothers sold him out to the Midianites, them travelers are that day, and brother, he ended up down yonder, down there where God placed him. They meant it for harm, but God meant it for good. The devil might have meant the COVID for bad, but God can turn it around and make it good. Every time, brother, there's adversities in our life, sometimes we feel like our strength gets small. But hey, out there tonight, even though you fail 7 times, it's time to get up. Hey, old sleeper, it's time to arise and let that dreamer alone. The church has got a vision, and without one you'll perish. We might have we're here tonight with a coat of many colors. There's different administrations. There's different parts of the body that aren't dreaming of the good things of God. But I say tonight that Jonah out there, they need to wake up and realize, brother, there's a great city out there, and there's a people out there that don't know their right hand from their left hand. Need the people of God to arise. Jonah got in the belly of the whale. David said, out of the belly of hell I cried. And Jonah as well. And you know what happened? When the sleeper arises, when the sleeper gets awake, he'll begin to have visions and things he'll want to see in the house of God. Hey, arise, O sleeper, and let the dreamer alone. Amen. Joseph, here he was. He was down there. Joseph got down there in Egypt. And when he got down there, you know the story there about the butler and the baker, how they was in Pharaoh's house and ended up in jail, and Joseph was down there, and God was promoting him up through that thing, and Pharaoh's wife was in there, and she tried day after day, lie with me, lie with me, lie with me. And you know what happened? She one day got in a place. I don't know if it wasn't the more servants there, but Joseph went in there, and she ripped his coat off and cried rape. And the Bible said that Joseph got put in jail there. But you know what he told that old butler and that baker? They had a dream. And you know what happened? Joseph told him, he said, one onion is going to go back to the king back yonder, and the other one's going to have his head cut off. And the Bible said what he said come to pass. Hey, out there, a little sleep, a little slumber, and brother, you can't help but your house fall down. Hey, you're to walk by the field of the slothful and look at the briars and the thorns and the thicket that's overtaken it. Hey, you're to get some wisdom out of that, and you're to say, hey, it's time for me to wake out of my sleep. And when you wake out of your sleep, you begin to carry the message of God. And I say to that beloved, hey, awake the sleeper and leave the dreamer alone.
Amen.
Joseph. Here Joseph was in a time in his life that he didn't understand, no doubt, when his brothers sold him out, carried his coat back with blood on him, said he He's dead. Your son's gone. And I believe Jacob mourned from that day. From that day forward till he's seen his boy down there. But anyway, hey, you know the story there. Pharaoh had the dream. And brother, he talked about the skinny cow and the fat cow. And he talked about things concerning the famine that's to come. And you know what Joseph told him? He said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, it's going to be 7 years. And that's going to be 7 years. It's going to be bad. There ain't going to be nothing grow. And I tell you what the old man of God done. Had some word in God's heart and God's mind and God's way. He made Joseph, brother, to build bins down there. And they had put all the corn in the bins and everything else. And brother, they got to the place where people were starving to death. And the Bible said they come to him, they give him, and they spent up all their money, give him everything they had for food to eat. And then he got to a place they didn't have nothing but themselves and their land. And they give that all to him. And Joseph was a-growing and a-growing. Why was that? It's because of them dreams, boys and girls. It's because Joseph was a dreamer. Hey, tonight, wake the sleeper and leave the dreamer alone. Them that's got a vision, them that's looking for God, have to do great things. And I'll tell you what'll happen, buddy. There'll be a day that your family'll come and they'll want to take what you got.
Amen.
Why listen tonight? Why is it that we need to awake the sleeper? There's a message that needs to go out. There's a message that needs to go out. There is a God that will provide. There is a God that will make provision. There is a God that will not let his righteous be forsaken. I know his seed begging bread. There is a God that, brother, that made heaven and earth. There is a God that sent heaven's best to this earth to reconcile man back to God. Hey, tonight, beloved, when you to rise out of our sleep, leave that dreamer alone, and realize there is a God that will make provision and help us if we'll just wake up and hear the voice of God.
Amen.
I was in a room the other day, Matt told us down here. Anyway, he was in there in that room, walked in there, and that man looked familiar, and he got to telling about a man up in the mountain in Houston Valley. Said the boy couldn't talk plain. And he said they'd just been right across the road there. There's a camping over there, and they was playing that loud music. He said that old boy come off that hill, off that mountain up yonder. He asked that man, he said, what is that? He said, I thought it was that man that blowed the horn. He said, who you talking about, Gabriel? He said, yeah, that man that blowed that horn. I'm going to tell you something tonight, brother. There ain't going to be a horn blowed one day. Ain't going to be a trumpet sound one day. And brother, it'll awake the dead. It'll awake everything on this earth. But I'm glad tonight, praise God, that one day I was asleep. I'd fainted. And my strength was small. And because of the adversity and the things of this world. But God sent a message one day and said, arise, O sleeper. And I got up, brother, and began to head toward Calvary, head toward the old rugged cross. And thank God tonight, ain't been times in my life that I failed, 7 times maybe. But God raised us up. Why? Because we went by the field of that slothful man and seen the thorns and the briars and realized if we didn't wake up, I was going to be overtaken. But then we used to, then we begin to consider our home out there in the field, at work and at places. And then we begin to build that house and realize if we'll wake up to righteousness and the things of God, it'll build a vision in me. Awake, old sleeper, and leave the man that's got a vision alone. Joseph. He had troubles during his visions, during his dreams. Did he not? His brothers sold him down the river. They lied on him, lied to their daddy. Joseph over there, Jacob over there in the 42nd chapter, I believe it is. He looked at his boys and he said, "You boys better get up." He said, "I hear there's corn down in Egypt." And they went down there. You know what happened. You know the story. They went down there. Well, they got there. They come back with a load of corn and the buddy and the money that they had paid. They put the money back in the sacks. And they got down there and ate the corn, went back, and Jacob would disguise it himself from it. And but then all of a sudden, brother, when he said, "Go get Benjamin, go get that little one," and he kept one of them there and he went back and told her daddy, and then they come. But I'm saying tonight, guys, there'll be times in our life we'll be asked to do things that don't make a whole lot of sense at the time. But God can see out yonder and know there's a vision and there's a reason for all of it. All things work together for the good of those that love God and the call according to His purpose. And Joseph, one day, he couldn't stand it no longer. He said, "Boys, don't be too hard on yourself. Is my father yet alive?" And you know the rest of the story. He brought them down there, and God made provisions because the man was a dreamer.
Amen.
Even though he had trouble in his dreams and things coming to pass and things happening, but God didn't he work it all out. Jonah was a man that was trying to run from the presence of God. He bought a ticket and got on a boat. And then in the first chapter, and the boys on the boat said, "Boys, there's something going on right here." He balled up beside the ship, the Bible said, and went to sleep. The old mariners, they went, "Old boys," went down there and said, "Arise, old sleeper." And they go on to ask him who he was, what his occupation was, and what was he done, running from the presence of God. And then, brother, when they decided, Joseph did have to say, "Just throw me overboard and let the whole ship go down." And brother, when he went overboard and got in the belly of that whale, brother, I'll tell you what happened. He began to wake up down there, didn't he? He began to wake up in the belly of that whale. There's been times in my life and in your life that we felt like we was sinking, we was going down. And if we didn't wake up, the briars and the thorns and everything was going to take us. Thank God tonight. Hey, old sleeper, arise. And you let that dreamer alone. Hey, the church without a vision, you'll perish. Even though we might be small and cause of adversity and our strength small, but you wait on God. Hey, tonight, I will mount up on the wings as eagles. I will run and not be worried. I will walk and will not faint. Why is that? And because we got a vision and we ain't going to perish. Wake, old sleeper. You leave that dreamer alone. That's all right, ain't it? Wake, old sleeper, and you leave that dreamer alone. But you listen tonight. Jacob here, that dream that he had, his brothers hated him over it. And the more they talked about it, the more they hated him. See, his father made him a coat of many colors. And the Bible said this. Went out there one day to check on him. Well, here comes old dreamer. One of them said, "Well, let's kill him. Let's just kill him. Let's get rid of him." I believe it's Reuben, maybe. One of his brothers said, "No, don't kill him. We'll throw him down in this old pit." They throwed him down in the old pit and they got blood on that coat and took him back to daddy and sent a beast to God. And here he was, and then travelers come through. Went down there and got old Joseph and took him down yonder down in the. They didn't know what they was doing. I tell you what they was doing. How they said, helping God. But, hey, tonight, maybe old Joseph felt like he felt pretty weak in his vision, in his dream when he got thrown in the hole. Maybe he felt weak. Maybe he felt like his strength was small. But when he got down yonder, brother, and Pharaoh's crowd couldn't interpret the dreams he was having, and they heard of old Joseph, and they brought him in there and he began to interpret things. And they know God was with him. And they know the hand of God was upon him. Hey, we might be going through trouble. And we might be going through adversity now. And you feel like your strengths are going down. And look at the house of that slothful man and see the briars and the thorns and all that. Learn something by it and say, arise, O sleeper, and let that dreamer alone.
Amen.
This message ought to help anybody.
Yeah.
Arise, O sleeper, and you let that man with that vision alone. You let that dreamer alone. Because I'm going to tell you why. If God's in and God's for it, you can't stop it.
Amen.
They tried to stop Joseph, but it didn't happen. God had a plan for Jonah. Jonah tried to stop it. He couldn't stop it. Out of the belly of hell, out of the whale, he cried. And an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. And there'll be no more sign but that of Jonah in the belly of the whale. I say tonight, awake, O sleeper, and begin to dream the things of God. Have a vision for your home. Have a vision for your church. And you'll make a whole lot of difference, not only in your life, but the lives of the people that's around you. When Jonah went to Nineveh, the whole town repented. Well, they had a fast, and of course Jonah went up there and sat under that juniper tree. You know the story. He waited on the destruction. We can look back and say how bad America is and just wait on the destruction. But I don't know about you, but by the grace of God, we might be the only hope that said God, we might be the only hope that this, our communities, our families, and our people around us has got. Why is that? Because you've got a vision. You see the church alive. It may be small, and our strength may be small because of the adversities. But you've seen the decline and decay of the thing. You considered your work in the field, and then you begin to work on it. And by the grace of God, they can see that the giant's alive, that God's people's alive, and we still got a vision. Hey, old sleeper, awake and leave that man alone that's got a vision.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. This is something to think about, ain't it?
Yeah.
Bill just needs to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Sue just needs to wake up. Your family just needs to wake up. They'll go by here, Donnie, look at our Donnie down there at that church tonight. Why, bless his heart, he's worked all hard all day and he's in there listening to that old slobbering preacher. You leave that man alone, praise God. He's got a vision. He's trying to get them around him awake. He's trying to take his supper to work and live right in front of them. Show them the ways of God and say, arise, O sleeper. God can use you if you'll wake up. During our time of adversity, guys, our strength, sometimes it does seem small. Even though you might be out there, beloved, you maybe feel like you fell 5 or 6 times. A righteous man falls 7 times, he'll get up. But that wicked man, he's going to perish. Look around at the fields of the slothful. Look around at the fields that don't need God. They're drying up and saying, we don't need church no more. We don't need this. We don't need that. Briars and thorns and all that has overtaken them. Go back and taste and think and remember the ways of God. Remember when God was in your lap and the power of God. You couldn't satisfy unless you had it in your home and in your heart and your life. Arise, O sleeper, and become and come and be a part of the vision in the house of God. Stand to your feet. I'm done.
Oh,
arise, O sleeper.
This came to me.
And you leave that dreamer alone.
Really strong. And I got to think. And I wasn't even sure I had it in this book. And when I opened my book, it went right to that song.
No money. What's the name of it?
This would be a good one for you guys to learn to sing with me. It really would. I'll give it to Daddy, okay? I don't usually sing this one. I was singing this one with the other kids before all this happened.
hardly ever sung it by myself, but y'all pray for me, but I'll get these to learn. High upon a mountain, from where he ascended, an angel of the Lord declared that it would be. He said, don't stand here grieving, for the one that you see leaving, in like manner's coming back for you and me. And I believe he's coming back like he said. Amen. Twinkling of an eye, he'll split the eastern sky, and I believe he's coming back like he said. I believe the time is nearing, we will soon see his appearing, and this could be the hour, yes, this could be the day, when the saints from every nation will lose their gravitation in the air, be caught away. And I believe he's coming back like he said. I believe that a trumpet's gonna sound so loud one day to wake the dead. In the twinkling of an eye, he'll split the eastern sky, and I believe he's coming back like he said.
Amen.
I believe he is. I believe he is.
I want to be awake, don't you?
Yes,
praise the Lord. I don't want to be asleep on the things of God. Because he's coming. And arise, old sleeper, and you leave that dreamer alone. Praise the Lord. Is anything before we dismiss tonight? There's a lot in this message tonight, guys. It goes a long way if you'll just think about it. Proverbs, you'll find the sleeper and the slugger and the one that's slothful and how that he goes to sleep and everything around him decays. But he begins to look around and see the fields that are overtaken with thorns and briars because of it. And he receives instructions of it. And he begins to wake up at the things around him. And when you wake up to the things that are around you, it'll begin to cause visions and dreams and different things, you know. Just I'm not saying I'd say people still do have dreams about things, but I, a man without a vision, he'll perish. A man that don't want to see the church flourish and people get saved and grow and the ministry be a greater outreach because of it, you've lost your vision. If you're dreaming, I'm just going to leave you alone. If you're awake, I'm going to try to get you woke up. Right? So what did you say, Abby? Don't wake me if I'm a dreamer. Praise the Lord. Anything before we go home. If you can come Friday and help with the food, it'd be greatly appreciated. Saturday as well. Nothing else, Brother Buck, you care to dismiss us in prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for another day that you give us. Thank you, Lord, for the many, many blessings of life that you bestow upon each and every one of us, Lord. And, you know, you put things on us and forth that we don't even realize. We take it for granted. Lord, just ask you, Lord, to heal the sick and Lord, just help them in their sickness. Lord, and this virus, Lord, please, Lord, make it go away, Lord.
We know
that you're able to do it. But
yes.
God, just help us, Lord, in all that we do and all that we say. And Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to be with the little children tonight, Lord, the ones that's mistreated and abused, Lord. We just
yes,
ask you to touch
Lord,
them, Lord,
please.
Watch over them, dear God, and give them strength and courage to stand up for what's right.
Yes.
God, I just ask you, Lord, to go with us and watch over us and take care of us, Lord. And help us in the coming days, Lord. And just help us, Lord, to fight each and every battle that's put upon us, Lord. And we give you the faith, give you the praise, the glory, and honor for it all. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord willing, we'll see you.
Hey, Dad, you got a copier at home?